From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the unvarnished truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself this morning, Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2009. A sporting note before anything else, and something I should have mentioned yesterday. In their annual bout on Sunday night, the Tucson Roller Derby All-Star Squad, the Saddle Tramps, were clobbered by the visiting Duke City Muñecas Muertas from Albuquerque, 131-80. Part of the problem for the Saddle Tramps was a referee borrowed from Phoenix's Arizona Roller Derby. The visiting ref sent Saddle Tramp Helen Wheels to the penalty box half a dozen times in the first half on calls that were, at best, marginal. Helen Wheels quit the AZRD around the same time that the entire Bruisers team quit that league and tried to set themselves up as the Arizona Bruisers, a standalone all-star team in late 2007, and Helen joined them for their short independence. After they changed their name to the Phoenix City Rollers, they generally disintegrated and the remnants were absorbed into the outlaw Arizona Derby Dames League, while Helen joined the TRD Vice Squad, eventually shifting to the Iron Curtain and raiding a Saddle Tramps slot. My suspicion is those half-dozen trips to the penalty box were the residue of bad blood on the part of the AZRD ref. This is Tucson, where there are some actual Latter-day Christians, not necessarily the church kind, and certainly not the economic religionists who pay cheap lip service by declaring their used car lot to be Bible-centered. And yes, there is one of those in this city. But those who take the teachings credited in the Gospels to Jesus Christ and legitimately apply them to the society that they find themselves in. Such people include a grouping that calls itself No More Deaths, founded 5 years ago by Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish religious leaders in Tucson and Phoenix, and workers who try to prevent the deaths of dehydration of migrants who illegally cross the northern Mexican border into the United States by placing open jugs of water in desert areas slightly north of that border. It is one thing to oppose the violation of immigration laws. It's wholly something else, worse, to claim that those who commit the violations deserve to die for that attempt. The activists in No More Deaths do unto the least among us as they would wish was done unto them in a similar circumstance, unlike the Jerry Falwell types who simply do unto others and then split PDQ. And of course, for the perceived crime of putting Christ's commandments into actual practice, the modern-day Pontius Pilates of our society feel the need to brand these people as violators themselves. One such convicted violator is No More Death member Walt Staten, who yesterday received his branding officially for littering those jugs of water in the Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge, and was sentenced by a federal magistrate to a year of unsupervised probation, 300 hours of community service focusing on removal of litter and trash from public lands, and a ban on his returning to the Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge. All this brings to mind Dick Gregory's sage observation of the late 1960s to the effect that there have been a lot of convicts in the civil rights movement over the years, Greg himself included, but of those convicts, damned few of them were criminals. Sponsors of a campaign to repeal Washington State's new domestic partnership law have demanded the state's Public Disclosure Commission not identify their financial backers publicly, claiming they have received threats of violence from supporters of the law. The so-called Everything But Marriage Law was supposed to take effect on the 26th of July, but was put on hold until it could be determined that the repeal campaign had submitted the necessary 120,577 valid signatures to place the repeal initiative, called R71, on the November ballot. Over 137,000 signatures were submitted. The political group WhoSigned.org has said that it will publish online the names of those who signed petitions to repeal the new law. That policy is not supported by the official campaign to oppose R71. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order preventing the publications of those signatures while they are being counted and verified. The American Psychological Association has emphatically repudiated so-called gay-to-straight therapy that claims to turn homosexuals into heterosexuals. In a resolution adopted by a 125-4 vote of the APA's governing council, and in a comprehensive report based on 2 years' research, the 150,000-member APA has declared itself in opposition to the euphemistically termed reparative therapy championed by self-described ex-gay groups such as the Orlando-based Exodus International, which is in turn heavily promoted by religious hate radio yakker James Dobson, despite four of its primary leaders quitting over the years and publicly reconfirming their personal homosexuality. The APA finds not only is there no evidence that such therapy actually works, it is demonstrably harmful, leading to severe depression and suicidal tendencies. The association suggests that gay men and lesbians considering gay-to-straight therapy on religious grounds change their churches instead. And, of course, an obituary since we last chatted for Eunice Kennedy Shriver, sister to JFK, RFK, and Ted, spouse of Sergeant Shriver, mother of Maria, and founder of the Special Olympics. Hyannis, Massachusetts, a series of strokes at 88. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Mark Evanier writes at newsfromme.com, why does the original $6 100% beef Angus burger at Carl's Jr. sell for $4.95? What else about it is a lie? Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until Friday morning, have yourselves some peace and oranges. I'm going to go to the next slide.